This show is brought to you by Safety FM. Can't put me in a box, knock me down, I get back on top. I keep on guessing, I keep messing with their heads, and I won't stop, cause I'm confident, I'm fly, most likely to blow your mind. You think you know me? I'd like to see you try, cause you should know by now, you can't figure me out, no. You should know by now, you should know by now that I gotta switch it up. What you say or think or do, the way you live your life is up to you, boo. So you do you and I'll do me. Just let it roll. Just let me roll.
The following program is rated MALSV. It contains strong language, sexual situations, and violence. It is intended only for mature audiences.
Finally, show with the balls and call it like it is. Rated R Safety Show on Safety FM.
Countdown to audio torture.
The Rated R Safety Show starts in 3, 2, 1.
Let the eardrum pain begin.
Forget the corporate bullshit. This is the Rated R Safety Show with your host, Dr. It doesn't matter who the host is.
Oh, I think we already know that. It does not matter who the host is. What has always mattered is who the listeners are. Anyways, today is Friday, May the 16th. Of 2025, day 136 of the year, and only 229 days left to go. We are broadcasting from the Safety FM studios in Orlando, Florida, and coming across the multiverse known as Safety FM, and then hanging out with our friends and colleagues over there.
Radio Big. Streaming 24/7 at RadioBig.fm.
Oh, yes. Coming across the multiverse is the way that we do our stuff. Anyways, how are you? How are things with you? How's it been? Serious question. Like, this is not just a pass-through. How have you been? Like, genuinely, how have you been? I ask this question because it's an important question. It's really the starter to everything. Because depending on how you've been, this is, you know, we'll see how things land going forward. So today's Friday, as we've already discussed. But what this means is that it's freeform. It means that we cover anything. We talk about, normally you try to play catch up on the stuff we didn't cover. But we also talk a little bit about everything going on inside of the world of the multi. And that's what today is about. We're going to cover everything. Everything we didn't cover for the week. And if something leads one way or leads the other, that's the day. Maybe we started reshaping some of this stuff instead of Freeform Friday, even though it's a catchier name. Maybe it's Signal Friday. And yeah, we just do whatever. If it consists of music listening, we listen to music. If we're picking on stuff, we pick on stuff. It's that kind of thing. It's that thing that we should do on Friday. Not anything kind of planned out. Not that we're really anything ever planned out in the first place with this show. But let's talk. And if you're ready to do that, let's talk a little bit about it. On Fridays, we talk a little bit about everything. You can also call into the show by going to callinradio.com. That gives you the options of using any kind of methodology to get into it. Video, audio, and text messaging are really the options that we normally go with. but it's not the the end all. Or as some people like to say, it's not the end all be all. So, some options there. Then we still have our traditional people that come in and tell us about the news. We just don't do a main news story. We try to cover some of the other stuff that's going on. But yeah, I mean, let's take it slow today. No rush. Nothing big coming about. And by the way, thanks for the love still. A lot of people still contacting me about the book. Yeah, I there's been some confusion. It's like, hold on, there's another book? Yes. This is the first book, Safety in My Opinion. This is the second book. This is the book that came out this week. First book last month, much thicker. This book came out this week, Safety Mutation, much thinner. About 180 pages on that one, by the way. But yeah, it is consisting of a trilogy. That's what it will end up being. The Safety in My Opinion trilogy is what it'll end up being overall. Well, it's not really going to be called that. It's going to be Signal Transmission Trilogy. But yeah, that's it. But yeah, the Safety Mutation one kind of picks up where the other one left off. And not that I ever thought that the first one was going to leave anything off. So there you go. Okay, so instead of me blabbing a bit, let's talk about what the hell was trending in the overnight, because I think that's going to be important.
Here is what was trending. Rated R Safety Show.
Oh, yeah. If you want to get those books, you can go to safetyimo.com, safetyimo.com, or go to safetymutation.com. They're both listed there, just so you know. Okay, so let's get into it. Notable and noteworthy, the nation's biggest crypto exchange deals with a major security breach. So there you go. Also, Chris Brown is arrested for an alleged assault in Donatella Versace. Speaks out on a new hotel restaurant using her namesake. We'll talk about that as we get into the show business. Also, Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift both land Kids' Choice Awards nomination. Also, Guy Fieri gets a new Flavortown competition series. And then the odds and ends of King Charles has banned from his residences in the Royal. So we'll talk about that as we get into it. So if you're good to go, we'll get into the news right now. But listen, it's freeform. We do whatever today. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. I think it'll be a little bit more interesting. Keep on saying that we should do a show on Friday. Just music, just rated R. Of course, no podcast, no video. Just be a liver and do that. We have to work on that because we've talked about it for a hot minute and haven't done shit about it. Okay, so with that being said, let's get into the news right now because that's going to be important.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. U.S. Secretary of State Mark Rubio says he thinks President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin need to meet for any progress on Ukraine peace talks. Direct talks between Kyiv and Moscow did not take place as planned in Istanbul on Thursday. Russia sent a junior team for the negotiations and President Putin stayed away. Marco Rubio says he doesn't have high expectations for the Turkey meetings if they happen.
Frankly, at this point, I think it's abundantly clear that the only way we're going to have a breakthrough here is between President Trump and President Putin. It's going to require that level of engagement to have a breakthrough in this matter. They sent a more lower level group over here.
India's Commerce Minister and Chief Trade Negotiator are traveling to the U.S. as Delhi and Washington aim to clinch a trade deal by autumn. President Donald Trump says India is ready to drop nearly all its tariffs, but India says nothing's decided yet. Ishan Gurg reports.
In terms of expectations, it will be crucial to see how far this delegation is able to move the trade negotiations along, because as we understand, India and USA both are trying to conclude their trade deal by July 1st week, which is around when the 90-day tariff pause expires on India. We would remember that Washington had imposed 26% direct levies on Indian imports, and that was later on paused for 90 days. So India is very keen to conclude conclude a trade deal before that window expires. Both sides have already said that they want to get at least the first tranche of the deal done by autumn this year.
A federal judge has dismissed charges against nearly 100 migrants arrested for trespassing on a newly declared U.S. military zone on the border of the state of New Mexico. The ruling adds to the growing legal uncertainty surrounding President Trump's expansion of military authority at the southern border. Ira Spitzer reports.
Nearly 100 migrants have had trespassing charges thrown out after a judge ruled the government failed to show that they knowingly entered a restricted military area. The dismissals come just weeks after President Trump declared a wide stretch of land along New Mexico's southern border a national defense zone. Critics say the policy has sown confusion, overwhelmed jails and courts, and blurred the lines between civilian and military authority. While the migrants still face charges for illegal entry and possible deportation, defense lawyers argued that many were arrested before warning signs were posted or had no idea they were crossing into a restricted zone. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
U.S. singer Chris Brown's been charged with grievous bodily harm with intent over an incident in a nightclub in London in 2023. He was arrested at a hotel in Manchester on Thursday. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, with more today on the worsening humanitarian situation in Gaza after Israel denied using food and other assistance as weapons of war there, with humanitarian aid organisations warning of a growing risk of widespread famine. The IDF accused Hamas of stealing aid.
In less than 3 weeks, we have gone from over 1 million meals a day being provided to people to just to now less than 250,000.
Olga Cherevko is a spokesperson for the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Gaza.
The assistance that we manage and the assistance that we help coordinate has very robust mitigation measures to ensure that no large-scale diversion happens by Hamas, by whoever, by their affiliates, by anyone who is trying to take the aid away from the people that it's intended for. There are multiple mechanisms in place, including various hotlines that we have that people can call in and report incidents, including monitoring during the distribution and post-distribution, including our own accountability to donors that we have to be accountable for the money that they provide us.
Last week, Hamas said it had executed several alleged looters. Israel has blocked all aid from getting into the territory for the last 2 months, leading to a growing sense of desperation there. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, U.S. Secretary of State Mark Rubio says he thinks Presidents Trump and Putin need to meet for progress on Ukraine talks. India's commerce ministers traveling to the U.S. as Delhi and Washington aim to clinch a trade deal within weeks. A federal judge has dismissed charges against nearly 100 migrants arrested for trespassing at the border of the state of New Mexico. And U.S. singer Chris Brown's been charged over an incident in a nightclub in London in 2023. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
You are listening to something magical. You're not listening to the Rated R Safety Show.
Do you have a claim and not sure where to turn? Coastal Claim Consultants are professionally licensed and bonded public insurance adjusters employed exclusively by you, the policyholder, to represent you after sustaining an insured loss. They assist policyholders in all aspects of processing the claim, working closely with the insured to provide the most equitable and timely settlement possible. They will provide you with comprehensive service, anything from inspecting the loss site, analyzing damages, compiling claim support data, reviewing applicable coverages, assessing replacement costs of damages, and negotiating your settlement. The adjusters at Coastal Claim Consultants will evaluate your claim for no upfront cost whatsoever. Coastal Claim Consultants' fee is based on contingency contracts and are paid when the insurance company sends you a check and it's in your possession. Coastal Claim Consultants are licensed to assist you in the following states: Florida, Texas, Oklahoma, Georgia, and South Carolina. For more information, go to coastal-cc.com. That's coastal-cc.com. For more information, lighting the way to recovery, Coastal Claim Consultants.
Safety never sounded so terrible.
Rated R Safety Show.
It's always amazing to me on how technology changes, and so does the environment that we're in. And cyber criminals will do everything they can to take advantage of a system. If you don't own a home, you have nothing to fear about what I'm about to tell you. But if you own a home like me and you don't guard it with Home Title Lock, you're inviting home title fraud, one of the fastest growing crimes. Cyber thieves around the world know our home values are sky high at the moment, and that makes us a target. The crime is scary simple. Let me explain it to you real quick. A cyber thief simply forges your name on a property sale form and refiles it. That's it. Now he or she is on the deed of your home and you have no idea that you're a victim. Then the person takes out a loan on your home and vanishes, leaving you to prove to the police that you didn't commit bank fraud. Home Title Locks puts a virtual barrier around your home title. The instant they detect any kind of tampering or anybody messing around, they help shut it down. Look, if you have equity in your home, you need to guard it the best way that you can. Some people might even go as far as guarding it with their life. Go to HomeTitleLock.com and register your address to see if you already are a victim. And enter the code RADIO. That's RADIO. That's the code RADIO for 30 days free of protection. That's code RADIO at HomeTitleLock.com.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
Well, you might be like me and heard all these terms and were not 100% sure on what they meant. Things as mining, blockchain, the Internet of Things. Well, I will tell you, we here at Safety FM have partnered up with a company that will explain this to you and will also have conversations to inform you on how you might have the potential of making passive income by being involved with this. All you need to do is go to safetyfm.com/iHub. They'll discuss blockchain. What exactly is mining? What is cryptocurrency? And what is the Internet of Things? To find out more information, go to safetyfm.com/iHub. That's safetyfm.com/iHub. And don't forget to mention that Jay Allen sent you.
In safety, in my opinion, you woke up. You saw the system, the simulation. The structure that trained you to mistake compliance for care. Safety mutation. Information misdirection picks up where the signal fractured. Because the system didn't shut you down, it rebranded you. It packaged your voice. Sold your rebellion as a new initiative. And smiled while doing it. This isn't a manual. It's a decoded transmission. About what happens when slogans replace stories. When safety becomes marketing. And when truth gets mirrored so perfectly, you forget it was ever yours. You'll see the mutation. Learning teams turned into theater. Zero harm turned into optics. And feedback turned into formatting. But the signal didn't die. It was redirected.
Safety Mutation is book 2 of the Signal Transmission Trilogy. Available now in print, Kindle, and audiobook. Narrated by the author, Jay Allen. PhD, because the system adapted. Now it's your move.
So do you feel like you're missing out on what everyone is starting to do now, that live streaming thing, and you don't know where to start or what to do? I have the resource and the information to provide to you in regards on how you can stream onto 40 social media platforms all at one time. Yes, that's 40 social media platforms all at one time. All you'll need to do is go to safetyfm.com/one. That's safetyfm.com/one. That's O-N-E. So just in case. And you'll be able to start live streaming just like you're hearing people starting to do right now, up to 40 social media platforms. Okay, here we go. 19 minutes past the top of the hour as you and I are hanging out and doing our thing here on this lovely Freeform Friday. So let's go ahead and get into it right now. Cryptocurrency exchange Coinbase says that crooks were able to hack some of the customers' user data, including names, addresses, social security numbers, and transaction history, and demanded $20 million not to publish the information. Reps for the company say that the thieves were contacted them on Sunday night. Instead of capitulating, Coinbase is offering $20 million reward to track down and arrest the thieves. Coinbase CEO Brian Armstrong says less than 1% of monthly active users were affected, and that the passwords, private keys, and crypto funds were not affected, though some customers were duped out of their crypto assets by the thieves, posing as the customer support reps to get their personal information. In an SEC filing, Coinbase says the customers that were duped out of between $180 million and $400 million. Worth noting, as the author Michael Lewis document in Going Infinite, his book Sam Bankman-Fried, defunct crypto exchange FTX lost untold hundreds of millions to hackers. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. I mean, regardless of what happens, good technology, bad technology, whatever, things end up changing. And there always seems like the crooks are one step away from the people that are trying to manage these things. Just always seems to work out that way.
It's a show, and they just make fun of a whole bunch of people. It's just too funny. It's too stupid.
Rated R, safety show.
Okay, a small startup will begin shipping modified lumber this summer that they say is stronger than steel. The process strengthens by cellulose within the timber, then compresses it to strengthen the molecule connection, making the final product about 10 times stronger than the treatment before it. The company says that the Invent would license the process from the university professor who developed the technology back in 2018. The product, Superwood, is 50% stronger than steel and flame resistant. Its first application will be for the exterior facades, but for now, with an eye towards marketing the structural superwood to replace metal in I-beam similar. This is according to TechCrunch. So what do you think? Technology will change everything for you, as we are talking, of course. But would you use this to replace steel? Yes. Would you use it to replace... How are we going to do this? Are we use it to replace, let's do the right one, replace
steel.
I mean, I don't know. It's something to talk about, of course. Anyways, let's see. In 1946, the Harvard Law School Library purchased a very old but what was thought to be a particularly unique copy of Magna Carta, dated all the way back to 1327, for about $27.50, which nowadays would be around $450. A new analyst suggests the document is actually one of only six copies made in the 1300s, just 85 years after the original document was published back in 1215. The medieval history professor, King College London, first spotted a digitized version of the Harvard document online and doing some research in December of 2023, and then realized that there was very much more to the document than the Harvard site indicated. Since then, a careful analyst has proven that the document's authenticity, making it worth, are you ready for this? Somewhere around $20 million. Uh-huh. $20 million. That kind of changes the game a little bit. Yeah, up the game, that's for sure, as we're talking. So let's continue. Spain has become the hotspot for expats fleeing the tyranny of President Trump's golden age. Let's see. The European country government says that year over year, home purchases by American rose by 57% in the first quarter. The boom also coincides with Spain's own golden visa program, which was discontinued on April the 3rd. It's that scheme that foreigners who buy a home that at least 500,000 euros or about $560,000 immediately receive a one-year visa. The government discontinued the program after it led to soaring home prices. This is according to the Daily Beast. Well, I have to tell you, I have some friends that have been talking that are telling me that we should consider buying some homes in Spain. Just telling you. I don't know. Do you buy an extra house like in a different country? The only country that I keep on talking about that I want to buy something at is Mexico. Yeah, Sammy Hagar apparently has me convinced and has convinced me for years that, you know, if you want to go somewhere else, Mexico's the place. Yeah, good old Sammy. Love that guy. So there you go. I want a Mexico. Yeah, there you go. Have you been to Mexico recently? It's always a fun time going down there. At least in my opinion. Yeah, well, I'm sure we'll end up doing something before it's all said and done, going back to Mexico, because that's the place that I like to hang. Like to do some stuff inside of that world. Okay, let's continue talking about some other things. Despite shuttering its doors in January, Marineland Antibes in France is still home of the mother of a son of orca pair Wiki and Keijo and about 12 dolphins. The newly released footage of the Tide Breakers, an activist group against the captivity of ocean life, shows the absolute despair of the marine life has been left, including the algae-infested, deteriorating tanks. Noting that the emergency of the situation, Tidebreakers is asking for global outrage on the issue and is calling for a creation of sanctuaries for orcas born in captivity, which do not have a current thing available to them. So that's something to talk about, I guess. Also potential, the Whale Sanctuary Project is currently working on a sanctuary off the coast of Nova Scotia, which would allow whales to live in about 100 acres of ocean that would be netted off. The French government has repeatedly turned down the offer, saying that it would be too strenuous for the orcas, but that it would be an alternative. No word on the sort of rescue plan for dozen of dolphins, and this is according to the BBC. So according to the BBC there, in regards of what is going on, should we talk about some baby news? Let's go ahead and do that, because I think it's important to do so. Tiffany Trump is a mom. The daughter of the president, Donald Trump, welcomed her first child, a son named Alexander Trump Bulos, with husband businessman Michael Bulos. By the way, she's 31 and he's 27. So there you go. If age thing is important to you, I kind of always get weirded out about that. Like, is there a number that's okay? Like that people look at? You can have a 2-year difference. You can have a 7-year difference. You can have a 25. I mean, I don't know. What's the number, man? Why do people get hung up on numbers? I don't ever understand. Just asking. Anyways, let's get into the swamp real quick. The Supreme Court heard the expedited case on Thursday that will define birthright citizenship as promises the Constitution for years to come. One of the President Trump's first executive orders established that children or of illegal immigrants born in the United States are not entitled to the citizenship simply because of geographic location of their birth. The rule was met with a swift injunction from the lower court. In the deciding case, the Supremes will not only more clearly define the parameters of birthright citizenship, but also how much authority judges have to push back executive power. Given the urgency of the case and how much the president's agenda is hanging in the balance, a ruling could come by the end of... Are you ready for this? Are you ready? Should we do some music real quick? It should come by the end of June. Yep, that's the number. It's June that they said. Holy shit, that's a long time. End of June. So about 6 weeks is what we're looking at here. Okay, so there you go. Anyways, let's talk about the numbers. The Dow gained about 271 points to close at 42,332 on Thursday. And the S&P increased by 24 points to close at 5,916. And the NASDAQ lost about 34 points to close at 19,112. West Texas Intermediate closed at $61 a barrel, and Brent crude was at $64 a barrel. The national average price of a gallon of gas was $3.19 on Thursday, and Bitcoin ticked down on Thursday, trading just around $103,300. I mean, I guess that's not bad when you start looking at it. Okay, so tonight's Mega Million drawing will be for a $122 million jackpot or a $54.8 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, now is the time to do so. Saturday night's Powerball drawing will be for a $123 million jackpot or a $55.9 million cash payout. So if you want to play the game, you have the opportunity to do so. Okay, so let's talk about some of the court systems that are going on inside of New York, because people are paying a lot of attention to what is going on over there. So let's get into it. Cassie Ventura returned to the stand on Thursday, this time to be grilled by ex-boyfriend Sean Combs' lawyer. During the cross-examination, Judge Aaron Sabarian let the defense know that they will have until lunchtime on Friday to finish their questioning of Ventura. Combs' attorneys whined about the deadline, arguing that she is a critical witness in the case, and therefore the amount of time they spend questioning her should not be limited. As a shocking revelation shared, Ventura said that Britney Spears attended her 21st birthday shindig, a personal guest of Combs. It was at that party that Ventura says that Combs first kissed her. Testimony continues today. This is according to the New York Post. Also, another accuser has come forward alleging that Combs raped her with she called a Tootsie Roll penis. I don't even know what the hell that is. A Tootsie Roll penis? Okay, and commentator Megyn Kelly says that she walked into Combs' dry-humping Kardashian at Met Gala. It would have been about in 2016 or 2017, and if those the only two times Kelly attended the annual event. Also, she did not disclose which Kardashian it was. Any guesses? This is according to TMZ. Oh, life goes on, dear John. So there you go. Okay, let me jump to this one real quick. Donatella Versace wants to know that the new hotel and restaurant called Donatella that is located near the former family home is not in any way associated with her. To try to capitalize on the tragedy by the name of the prophet of the disgraceful, she posted on Instagram. Donatella is run by Nakash and Vita Estilo Hospitality Groups, who also turned the mansion where Giovanni Versace was killed into a hotel, the Villa Casa Casuano, with a restaurant called Gianna's. This is according to Donatella Versace. So there you go. A lot of stuff going on, like always. Let me give you one more, because we talked about it at the very beginning. Chris Brown was arrested on Thursday in Manchester, England, for allegedly attacking music producer Abou Diaw with a bottle of tequila in February of 2023. He was held on suspicion of causing bodily harm. Dia filed a lawsuit against Brown in October of 2023, detailing the alleged allegation assault that occurred 8 months earlier. It is really unclear why the lengthy time between the alleged incident and Dia's filing and Brown's arrest. Meanwhile, prior to his arrest, Brown was set to embark on a Breezy Bowl 20 tour to celebrate the 20 years of his career. No word on whether it will ruin the tour. Well, if he's in jail, I think it kind of ruins the tour, damn it. I mean, I'm just saying, some stuff to think about as we are talking.
Yeah.
Anyways, it is 33 minutes past top of the hour, and we would normally be talking about the main story, but it's Freeform Friday.
Here is the news on the Rated R Safety Show.
From Feature Story News in London, I'm Ollie Barrett. U.S. Secretary of State Mark Rubio says he thinks President Trump and Russia's Vladimir Putin need to meet for any progress on Ukraine peace talks. Direct talks between Kiev and Moscow did not take place as planned in Istanbul on Thursday. Russia sent a junior team for the negotiations and President Putin stayed away. Marco Rubio says he doesn't have high expectations for the Turkey meetings if they happen.
Frankly, at this point, I think it's abundantly clear that the only way we're going to have a breakthrough here is between President Trump and President Putin. It's going to require that level of engagement to have a breakthrough in this matter. They sent a more lower level group over here.
India's Commerce Minister and Chief Trade Negotiator are travelling to the US as Delhi and Washington aim to clinch a trade deal by autumn. President Donald Trump says India is ready to drop nearly all its tariffs, but India says nothing's decided yet. Ishan Gurg reports.
In terms of expectations, it will be crucial to see how far this delegation is able to move the trade negotiations along, because as we understand, India and USA both are trying to conclude their trade deal by July 1st week, which is around when the 90-day tariff pause expires on India. We would remember that Washington had imposed 26% direct levies on Indian imports, and that was later on paused for 90 days. So India is very keen to conclude a trade deal before that window expires. Both sides have already said that they want to get at least the first tranche of the deal done by autumn this year.
A federal judge has dismissed charges against nearly 100 migrants arrested for trespassing on a newly declared U.S. military zone on the border of the state of New Mexico. The ruling adds to the growing legal uncertainty surrounding President Trump's expansion of military authority at the southern border. Ira Spitzer reports.
Nearly 100 migrants have had trespassing charges thrown out after a judge ruled the government failed to show that they knowingly entered a restricted military area. The dismissals come just weeks after President Trump declared a wide stretch of land along New Mexico's southern border a national defense zone. Critics say the policy has sown confusion, overwhelmed jails and courts, and blurred the lines between civilian and military authority. While the migrants still face charges for illegal entry and possible deportation, defense lawyers argued that many were arrested before warning signs were posted or had no idea they were crossing into a restricted zone. Ira Spitzer, San Francisco.
U.S. singer Chris Brown's been charged with grievous bodily harm with intent over an incident in a nightclub in London in 2023. He was arrested at a hotel in Manchester on Thursday. From bureaus worldwide, this is FSN.
With FSN Spotlight, I'm Simon Marks, with more today on the worsening humanitarian situation in Gaza after Israel denied using food and other assistance as weapons of war there, with humanitarian aid organisations warning of a growing risk of widespread famine. The IDF accused Hamas of stealing aid.
In less than 3 weeks, we have gone from over 1 million meals a day being provided to people to just to now less than 250,000.
Olga Cherevko is a spokesperson for the UN's Office for the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs in Gaza.
The assistance that we manage and the assistance that we help coordinate has very robust mitigation measures to ensure that no large-scale diversion happens by Hamas, by whoever, by their affiliates, by anyone who is trying to take the mm-hmm. aid away from the people that it's intended for. There are multiple mechanisms in place, including various hotlines that we have that people can call in and report incidents, including monitoring during mm-hmm. the distribution and post-distribution, including our own accountability to donors that we have to be accountable for the money that they provide us.
Last week, Hamas said it had executed several alleged looters. Israel has blocked all aid from getting into the territory for the last 2 months, leading to a growing sense of desperation there. I'm Simon Marks.
To recap the top stories, U.S. Secretary of State Mark Rubio says he thinks Presidents Trump and Putin need to meet for progress on Ukraine talks. India's commerce ministers travelling to the U.S. as Delhi and Washington aim to clinch a trade deal within weeks. A federal judge has dismissed charges against nearly 100 migrants arrested for trespassing at the border of the state of New Mexico. And U.S. singer Chris Brown's been charged over an incident in a nightclub in London in 2023. That's the latest feature story news. Ollie Barrett reporting.
Listen at your own risk. Rated R Safety Show.
This isn't a safety manual. It's a transmission. Jay Allen, PhD, host of the Rated R Safety Show and founder of Safety FM, has spent years pulling back the curtain on the systems we work in and the ones we don't talk about. What started as a fatal crash on the 405 became a search for truth. Through behavior-based safety, human and organizational performance, simulation theory, and everything in between. Safety, in my opinion, is raw, reflective,
and real. From burnout to breakthroughs, from the matrix to the moment someone says, this doesn't feel right. This book doesn't give you answers. It hands you the signal. Safety, in my opinion. Available now, wherever books and audiobooks are found.
This portion of the show has been sponsored by Private Internet Access, America's number one virtual private network, or VPN. Even if you use incognito mode, internet service providers is storing your browser data and many times even selling it. But Private Internet Access, or PIA, can help you. PIA encrypts and reroutes your internet traffic through one of its own servers, hiding your data from your internet service provider or network admin. And with servers in over 75 countries, you can get unrestricted access to geo-blocked content from around the world. PIA comes with easy-to-use apps and browsers extension for all devices, a rock-solid privacy policy, open-source security, advanced customization settings, and it was just ranked the fastest VPN in the world by PC Magazine. And if you sign up right now with PIA, you can take advantage of a special deal only for Safety FM listeners. Only by using the following link, you can get the digital privacy for less than $2 a month. Yes, you did hear me correctly. Less than $2 a month and an extra 4 months for free. So that means for only $1.98 a month and 83% off, you can get this service for you right now. That's so much more inexpensive than virtually every other VPN on the market. And if you get it right now, you can take PIA's 30-day risk-free challenge. You can try it out for 30 days, see if you like it, and if not, just return it for a full refund. So just go to safetyfm.com/VPN. That's safetyfm.com/VPN to try out the best VPN on the planet completely risk-free. Now remember, safetyfm.com/VPN.
Mr. Safety Training, old, stale, and hacked. Mr. Safety Trainer, still preaching a warped version of behavior-based safety.
How about safety training that actually addresses your hazards in your workplaces and is not standardized baloney from 25 years ago? Contact the Safety Wars team at safetywars.com or call Jim Pozel at 845-269-5772. Remember, if you're receiving this message, you are the solution to unsafe workplaces.
I know you all want to hit your revenue targets and get the launch done. Well, making sure that your team knows what to do and how to do it is a huge part of it. So I'm sure that you all do different kinds of training, and I'm willing to bet that you probably use PowerPoint, Zoom, etc. I also bet that when you get someone droning on about a topic using these tools, you probably zone out. And your team does too. I mean, it is a reality of what happens. That's why I strongly recommend a tool called Articulate 360. That makes it so easy to whip together interactive, really beautiful e-learnings that really engages people and gets info across. You can create short form micro learning, super interactive courses, and really whatever you need when you're in their site. Then with a couple of clicks, you can send it out and check on it and see the progress of your team. Your team can also check back on the training anytime they want in a super simple portal. Literally everyone uses Articulate. Over 120,000 companies and all 100 Fortune 100 companies. Check it out at articulate.com/360 to start a free trial. That's articulate.com/360 to start your free trial. And don't forget to tell them that I was the one that sent you there.
Pop quiz, hotshot. During a heat wave, what's more important, air conditioning or air guitar?
Is it air conditioning?
Air guitar. The answer is always air guitar.
I keep on guessing, I keep messing with their heads, and I won't stop, cause I'm confident, I'm fly, most likely to blow your mind. You think you know me? I'd like to see you try, cause you should know by now. You can't figure me out, no. You should know by now. You should know by now that I gotta switch it up. My own rules, play my own games. I don't give a what you say or think or do. The way you live your life is up to you, boo. So you do you and I'll do me. Just let it roll.
Okay, she's gonna do her and you're gonna do yourself. So there you go. Rated R Safety Show, 44 minutes past the top of the hour. As we are hanging out on this lovely Friday. Yeah, she has to switch it up for you. Songs readily available on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube Music. Yeah, it's called Switch It Up. This is by Elmzy. Elmzy. Yeah, I'd like to thank Elmzy for allowing us to play this here today on the Rated R Safety Show.
I'm on my own frequency, and you should know by now.
Yep, here we go. Gotta switch it up. And there you go. That's kind of how it goes. You gotta switch it up. So there you go. Anyways, this is still the Rated R Safety Show. Let's get into what is left to do in regards of what we need to talk about before we get into hour number two. That's exclusively at Radio Big, by the way. Oh, look, we got some balloon popping action right there as we are going. Anyway, so let's get into the most important thing that I will ever tell you in my lifetime. And that's about my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms. No matter what you're facing, you deserve to be connected to help. And my friends at To Write Love on Her Arms want you to know that people have been where you are now. And healing is possible. Things can get better. To find out more information, all you have to do is go to TWLOHA.com. That's TWLOHA.com and click on the section that says Find Help. Once you get there, there's going to be information related to addiction, depression, anxiety, eating disorders, self-injury, suicide, trauma, and grief support, just to name a few. Just want to make sure that you know that it's there. TWLOHA.com to write love on her arms. So there you go. A lot of information to cover right there. Okay, so let's talk real quick. Let's talk about some things that are happening today. If you are a movie buff, you might want to hear about this. Let's see. Final Destination Bloodlines comes out today. Plagued by recruiting violent nightmare, a college student returns home to find one person who can break the cycle and save her family. Comes out today. That's a horror movie, just in case you do not know. There's some other parts that came out many, many, many moons ago. Also, Hurry Up Tomorrow, rated R mystery thriller. A musician plagued with insomnia is pulled into the Odyssey with a stranger who begins the unraveling of the very core of his existence. That comes out today, just in case. And also The Ruse, rated R as well. An in-home caregiver fears for her life after being assigned to a mysteriously elderly patient in a remote seaside home. That's out today as well. So a lot of stuff if you are into that kind of lingo. Okay, so let's talk about this. An Airbnb has expanded its app to offer a wide range of local services. So now you can order up everything from a hairdresser, a massage, a private chef, to a fitness trainer or a photographer. In its efforts to begin to compete with hotels, the platform has introduced a bookable experience with services in more than 260 cities. And you don't even have to be a traveler to place the orders. The idea is to make the app useful whether you're at home or away. Airbnb is rolling out 10 new services categories, including hairdressers and caterers, but also experience with horseback riding and museum tours. Airbnb said that the move is based on the feedback, and it also meets the needs of the hosts, and many whom already are relying on cleaning and handyman services, and that the app has been rearranged to recommend services near to your home. Whether you're staying or making it more of a everyday lifestyle tool and just a travel companion. So finally, I get the second B in the home, which is breakfast. but I have to hire a private chef to do it. That's great. Now I can book the cleaner so that the host doesn't charge me an extra for cleaning the room. Wait, what? Yeah. So that, I mean, maybe that's some stuff to think about as we are talking. So what do you think about these new services? Is this something that you would expand upon and do? So some stuff to think about. So to really take the weird approach of how things should actually work inside of life. So there you go. Some stuff to think about. So can you get like an all-inclusive package now with that kind of stuff? I mean, I don't know. Just some stuff. Anyways, with that being said, why don't we bring some John Smalls into our life? He seems to always be positive about things going on. So let's get him in here and let him tell us about the Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com.
The Motivation Minute.
Today's quote was submitted by Kyle. Richard Branson said, "Unless you dream, you're not going to achieve anything." I love this. I am a dreamer for sure, I'll admit that. I have been, ever since I was a little boy. I feel like I've been blessed to find a way to make a living using these weird abilities to help others. Oh, my wife also loves it when I'm dreaming up ideas for other people rather than spending time working on yet another idea for us. At one point, I owned over 100 domain names. I'm proud to say I'm down to like 40. Less than that if my wife is listening. I love spending time thinking of ways to help somebody grow their business. Those are my kind of dreams.
The Motivation Minute.
The Motivation Minute, courtesy of GenesisGoldIRA.com and JaceCaseMedical.com. I'm John Small. Thanks for listening. Your favorite motivational quotes can be submitted for upcoming programs at MotivationMinute.org.
Hello, I'm Richard Exley with your one-minute devotion. A parable is a story about people who did not exist, doing things that never happened. Yet in Jesus' case, his fictitious stories are full of eternal truth. To a lesser degree, that is what an anointed writer does when he spins a story. He disarms a reader by disguising truth as fiction. That's what Nathan did when he confronted David about his sin of adultery. That's what C.S. Lewis did when he wrote the Chronicles of Narnia. Think about that. The next time you're tempted to condescendingly reject fiction as not being worth your time. Lord Jesus, may our hearts and minds always be grounded in your word. In your holy name we pray. Amen. If these devotions are a blessing and an encouragement to you, you can subscribe at oneminutedevotion.com.
Here is the news on the Rosenbauer Safety Show.
Russia and Ukraine have initiated their first direct peace talks in 3 years, convening in Istanbul, Turkey. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky proposed a face-to-face meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin, who declined to attend.
Ukrainian Defense Minister Rustem Umerov leads Kiev's delegation, aiming to negotiate a ceasefire. Zelensky criticized Russia's delegation for lacking decision-makers. The war, ongoing for over 3 years, has resulted in tens of thousands of soldier deaths and over 12,000 Ukrainian civilian casualties. Benjamin Wright reporting.
President Donald Trump announced that the United States and Iran have sort of agreed on terms for a nuclear deal, signaling progress in ongoing negotiations.
Talks are led by U.S. Envoy Steve Witkoff and Iranian Foreign Minister Abbas Araghchi. Iran has shown willingness to limit uranium enrichment for civilian use and allow international inspections in exchange for lifting economic sanctions. However, Iran insists on its right to enrich uranium as a non-negotiable principle. Kyle Norris reporting.
United Nations Humanitarian Chief Tom Fletcher defended using the term genocide in reference to Israel's actions in Gaza during a recent UN Security Council briefing.
He criticized a new U.S.-backed aid distribution plan run by the Gaza Humanitarian Foundation and influenced by Israeli demands as dehumanizing and potentially undermining humanitarian principles. The ongoing 19-month war and blockade have left 2.3 million Palestinians in crisis, with nearly 500,000 at risk of starvation. Fletcher urges that existing existing UN systems designed to prevent diversion to Hamas be utilized instead. Lawrence Keller reporting.
The U.S. Supreme Court appears poised to maintain a block on President Donald Trump's executive order aimed at denying birthright citizenship to children born in the U.S. to undocumented or temporary immigrants.
Liberal justices criticized the potential harms to individuals unable to afford litigation, while conservative justices questioned practical enforcement issues. The court also considered limiting the scope of nationwide injunctions, which have frequently hindered Trump's immigration policies. Kevin Sanders reporting.
Zila Giz, a pregnant Israeli woman, was shot and killed by a Palestinian attacker while en route to a hospital in the West Bank. Her baby was delivered in serious but stable condition.
The attack occurred amid a months-long Israeli military crackdown aimed at suppressing West Bank militancy, which has resulted in significant Palestinian casualties and displacement without halting violence. The Israeli military has launched a manhunt and sealed off nearby Palestinian villages. Jessica Oakley reporting.
Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell is cautioning that the U.S. could face an increase in supply shocks.
This comes a week after the central bank announced it would hold interest rates steady amid a period of economic uncertainty. Powell's warning highlights concerns over potential disruptions in the supply chain, which could impact economic stability. The central bank is closely monitoring inflation rates and global market trends. Jim Kender reporting.
And that's the latest news headlines with Alan Edwards.
What do guys like besides pizza and morning sex?
Jay Allen in the morning.
It's so bizarre and unnatural.
It's all good
on Radio Big.
Yeah, it's all good on Radio Big as we are hanging out doing our thing, no doubt about that. Anyways, let's talk about some things that happened back on this date. Back in 2005, Sony announces its new gaming platform, the PlayStation 3. It would not hit the shelves for another year. However, it was popular until the release of the Xbox. So there you go. That happened back in 2005. Let's talk about some birthdays that are going on today. Miles Hazer turns 31. Archerus Mitchell turns 32. Thomas, let's see, Sangster? I think it's what it is. Sangster? Is that correct? Sangster? Yeah. Turns 30. What is it? 32? 32. 32 today. Yeah. That's an age. 32. What else? Who else has a birthday today? I love when this thing scrolls away. Let's see. Thomas Brody Sangster. Oh, no, 35. I lied to you. Also, Megan Fox turns 39. Joseph Morgan, 44. Melanie Linsky turns 48. Tori Spellings turns 52. Tucker Carlson turns 56. Janet Jackson, 59. Scott Reeves, 59 as well. Jack Morris, 70. Pierce Bronson, 72. Richard Page turns 72. And Danny Trejo. Really? Danny Trejo's 81? I would have never guessed that. Looks good for 81. Just throwing that out there. Also, days of the year to celebrate. It's Malcolm X Day, National Pizza Party Day. Now, that sounds like a plan. Endangered Species Day and Bike to Work Day. I bike every day almost. Okay, maybe not almost every day, but a good chunk of the time. So there you go. Okay, if you need a rando ando for today, let's try this. Every wedding should also have a worse man just because the speech would go so good. Seriously, think about that. Also, if you need a phone starter for today, try this. What is the craziest thing that happened to you this week? If you need a question for the water cooler, try this. A survey found that this is the item we most often accidentally leave in our vehicle. What is it? Restaurant leftovers. That is it. Anyways, that's going to sum up our time together. At the top of the hour, I'll be going over to RadioBig.fm just for the sake of doing so, if you want to go over there and hang out with me for the next couple hours or so. If you don't, that's perfectly fine. I understand that. It's okay. You can hang out here with the likes of Sheldon Primus on Safety FM as he talks about the world of safety consulting. If you want to come over, hang out with me, RadioBig.fm, as we talk about the world of music and the world of entertainment. Anyways, if I can leave you with a deep thought for today, I would love to leave you with this one. Happy people plan actions, not results. Think about that. That's something to think about. Anyways, I know who you are. You know who I am. Love you, mean it, and goodbye.
The views and opinions expressed during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are solely those of the host and guests and do not necessarily reflect the official policy or position of Safety FM and or Radio Big. The content discussed, including examples of analysis, is provided for illustrative purposes only. It should not be applied as the sole solution in real-world scenarios, as it is based on limited and dated open-source information. Any assumptions made during this broadcast, podcast, or radio show are not reflective of Safety FM and or Radio Big. No portion of this broadcast, podcast, or radio show may be reproduced, stored in a retrieval system, or transmitted in any form or by any means, electronic, mechanical, recording, or otherwise, without prior written permission of Safety FM and or Radio Big. For permission requests, please contact Safety FM or Radio Big directly.
I'd like to see you try, cause you should know by now, you can't figure me out, no. You should know by now, you should know by now, that I gotta switch it up, gotta switch it up.